At last night's meeting, the Santa Fe City Council voted to extend the duration of the city's policing task force through December 2021 and make other changes. The Community Health and Safety Task Force was created in July of last year after nationwide protests against police brutality followed the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The task force is charged with examining the operations of the Santa Fe Police Department, including use of force policies, professional standards and ethics, and types of calls that could be responded to by human services professionals, like social workers. Disagreement over a resolution by Councilors Chris Rivera and Rene Villarreal centered around its provision to exempt some meetings of the task force from open meeting rules to ensure task force members the safety to explore painful and traumatic issues. According to Councilor Villarreal, task force members felt unable to talk openly and truthfully about the issues they cared about.
We also have a very diverse task force. It's primarily people of color. It's majority people of color. It's majority women. And we have some members that also, you know, have different opinions about maybe they don't see necessarily the same or have the same experience with law enforcement. And it may be due to the color of their skin, and it may be some other aspects. I think just within that space to skillfully try to feel like people can honestly share, knowing that somebody's listening or press is listening and possibly taking it out of context.
City Councilor Carol Romero-Worth proposed an amendment that would add funding for additional community conversations and focus groups with city constituencies while still requiring task force meetings to adhere to the council's open meeting rules. While meetings of city task forces are not required to comply with the State Open Meetings Act, the council has previously passed a resolution that requires all city task forces to comply with the state law. Councilor Romero-Worth suggests that smaller subgroups of task force members could meet before holding larger public meetings.
Now, I completely understand and agree that they should have a safe space to discuss their lived experiences. Some of this is very traumatic. There's some trauma involved. And this format that we are using right now, having to be live on YouTube to tell those kinds of stories and have them live on the internet indefinitely, I completely understand. I do respect that the task force has asked for changes to the way this operates, and I respect that, but I hope they also respect that as elected officials, we also have filters and lenses that need to look at their recommendations. And I cannot support closing the task force meetings, particularly when the resolution provides that the co-chairs might be other than the current two councilors, elected officials, and when the resolution does not call for any parameters about when meetings can be closed and when they can be opened.
Consideration of the changes to the task force elicited frank discussion from council members about the experience of racism and discrimination. Councilor Mike Garcia described his concern for the task force members.
What I'm trying to do is put myself in the shoes of one of these individuals that's on the task force. It's tough when you've lived these experiences. And for those of us that have lived similar experiences to what's being discussed, it's even tougher. You know, I think as somebody who has experienced racism, I would not want to talk about that publicly. I would not. But I think my concerns are valid. And I think that is at the heart of what we're trying to protect here. We're trying to ensure that individuals can participate in the process, be able to share their life experience, and ensure that they're not going to have some type of ramification after the fact.
Ultimately, the council adopted the resolution introduced by Councilors Rivera and Villarreal, while including the additional provisions proposed by Councilor Romero-Worth to fund community conversations and focus groups with city constituencies about health and safety issues. After passage of the resolution with amendments, Mayor Alan Weber praised the council's work.
Motion has been approved.
All right. Thank you, everybody. That was one of the most thorough discussions we've ever had as a governing body, and I appreciate all of the input. I hope we arrived at a common ground we can all live with. And I think the work of the task force and the people who are working on it is essential.
Meetings of the Santa Fe City Council air right here on KSFR at 4 p.m. on the second and last Wednesdays of each month.